Nesechtes Chulin, Daf Tazayin, two lines from the top of Daf Tazayin and Aleph. The Gemara begins and quotes from the Braisa that we saw on Daf Tazvav and Beis as Omamar, Hashaykh B'muchni Shchi Tosik Shira, that if Reuven attached a knife to a wheel, then by turning this wheel, either with his hands or with his feet, he's able to shech the simonim of a behema, then the Shchita would be valid. And the Gemara asks Astira about Tanya Shchi Tosik Psula, but we have another Braisa that states that the Shchita would be possible. And the Gemara answers, Leikash, Habisana de Pachra, Habisana de Maya, that the Braisa that stated Ashaykh B'muchni Shchitasik Shira, that is referring to a potter's wheel, since the wheel is turned B'Koyach Gavra, so therefore the Shchita would be kosher. And the second Braisa is talking about a water wheel, and the wheel turns through the force of the water, and by the use of hydraulics, and it's not Koyach Gavra, and therefore Shchitasik Psula, and as Rashi brings from the Mishnah and Daphla Med Aleph from Med Aleph, the Nuflus Sakim Meshachta, Afo Pisha Shachta Kedaka Psula, if a knife falls and it shechs an animal, and even if it does a proper shechita, it would still be possible as you're missing koyach gavra. The Nema and the Mishnah brings a makar either from a pasuk in Pashas Re'eh or a pasuk in Pashki Savoy that states v'zvach tevel chalta, and we learn mashata zveach ata oichel, and the Gemara in Daf Lamed Aleph begins taima de nafla, that the only reason why it's possible is because it fell and there was no koyach gavra ha'apilu hu k'shira, but if a person actually threw down a knife and a shech to the animal, then even if he was not mechav v'shchita, then it would still be kosher, as l'maister was koyach gavra. Ayin Rashi, b'sarna de pachra, gilgal shol yetzum shol chares, v'yesh la muchli shim galgum boi shechikin sakli, and they used to use this implement when making a keli, and Rashi brings that we find the lashon pachra in Sefer Daniel and Perek Beis, ayin shom. Before we continue, ayin in the Torah in Yeridei and Simon Zayin, where he explains that sarna de pachra covers Sakim the Galgal, the Gilgal of the Shachaba, Bain Gilgal Biodai, Ibiragle, Shitasik Shira, the Rajba Kosov, Shech the Mele Chatila, the Hachim Estavra, and Agamar continues via Bayesema, and if you want, I'll give you another Teretz Yestira, as Havaho, Bissana de Maya, as really both Bryces could be talking about a water wheel, the Loikasha, Habakayach Risha, and Habakayach Shani, and our Bryce that stated as Shech Bemuchne, Shitasik Shira, is referring to a case where right when the person removed the blockage from the water, and now the water started flowing and it turned a wheel and immediately it shechted the animal, then that shechita would be valid as we would consider a koyach gavra. However, if Reuven removed the dam that is blocking the water from flowing and the water starts flowing and the wheel starts turning, then a bit later the knife shechs an animal, then it would be koyach sheni and it would not be considered koyach gavra, and in that scenario the shechita would be possible. And let's keep in mind that based on Rashi, if the source of water was further away from the water wheel, so even if Reuven removed the blockage, then the first water that was released traveled and turned the water wheel, and that caused the knife to shech the animal, it would still not be considered koyach gavra, and it would still not be a valid shechita. Ayin Rashi b'koyach risha and miyak shenotra daf ha'ma'akvis ha'mayim v'hiskel galgal v'tchilas gagulay shachat havi mikoyach odom shenotra daf. And Rashi continues b'koyach sheni wa'ach shegulgal ha'mayim v'shegulgal pam rishayna v'shniya. Agamor now continues v'chi hod amra papa, and this chil between koyach risha and koyach sheni, we also find in a member of Rav Papa that we find in Masechta Sanhedrin, in the Geir Chir Misa for Ritzicha, as Rav Papa teaches us, Hai man de kafte l'chavre v'ashkola bitka de mayo mis chayiv, mai taimo giri de dehu da hani bay, v'hani mili v'koyach risha in al b'koyach sheni grovin ba'almuhu, that Reuven ties Shimon up, then he opens up the dam of water, and now the water gushes through, and it goes on to Shimon, and it kills Shimon. Then as long as it was the first water that rushed forth, and Reuven also placed Shimon very close to the water source, then Reuven will be Chai Misa, as we look at it as if he shot an arrow at Shimon, and certainly it came from his koyach. If there was Edom and Asra, then Reuven would be Chai Misa, as Reuven is considered Ritzeach. However, if the water that killed Shimon was only from a koyach sheni, then although certainly Reuven will be Chai Misa b'dei Shemayim, however he will be Potter b'dei Adam, as is considered a Groma ba'alma. In Rashi, the Kafte, the Koshroi, the Ashkola, Bitka de Maya, Shehifna Mayim, Lava, Love, and Iru, Chayiv, the Hogu Mamish, Boysen Mayim, Behin Hinkli Zainai, and this is like his weapon, Vloyavi Groma, and that's not a Groma. However, it is only true, Bekech Rishain, Shekoshu Somach, Spasa Mayim, the Kimishinok of Nek of his Spasa Mayim, Yad, Boa Mayim Lepiv. Rashi continues, Avo Bekech Shani, Shekoshu Burochoik, Vamayim Hokusham, Afo Pishu, Nokova Nek of Hifnulusham, the Ruvi will be Potter as Groma Baumhu. Hu, Ayin at the bottom of the top tesis on our Omid, Ruvi would not be Chayiv Misa by the fact he did a Misa and he took away the blockage of the water and he opened up the dam. And as tesis states, Vamai da Ashka loy Mechayiv Bekoyach Sheni, Vidoyim Lazar Chetz Vitris Biyadai. And this is similar to a case where Ruvin shot an arrow, and at the time that Ruvin shot an arrow, Yimun was holding a shield, Vukodim Ba'atzma Visilika Sutris to Potar. And even if Ruvin himself then goes and grabs the shield away from Shimon, then Reuven's arrow hits Shimon and kills Shimon, then Reuven will still be Potter, Ayin and Taisvis. Before we continue, let us remember that on Daftaz Vavam Beis, we brought a machlekes between Rebbe and Rebbe Chia as to what the halacha would be if someone shechts with something that's mechubel lekaka. And we ended off that Rebbe Chia holds that even if something was always mechubel lekaka, then one could still shecht with that item, even lechatchila. However, the Gemara explained that Rebbe holds that if someone shechts with something that was always mechubel kaka, then the shechita would be possible even b'di'eved. And as we saw in the brisa that was brought by Rav Kahana, hashecha b'mechubel kaka, Rebbe poisel Rav Chia machsher. However, the Gemara explained that Rebbe agrees that if there was an item that was tolosh v'lo b'soif chibroi, and then you shecht with that item, then b'di'eved the shechita would be valid. And as we saw in the brisa that b'mechubel kaka shechitasi k'shira, and as the Gemara brought another example of not sakim b'koisel v'shachaba that shechitasi k'shira, that b'di'eved the shechita would be valid. The Gemara now brings the makar for the shechita of Rebbe that if someone shechts with something that was always mechubel kaka, and even b'di'eved the shechita would be possible. And as the Gemara continues, the Yosef Rav Achayre de Rav Chia, Rav Chia kamei de Rebbe, the Yosef Rebbe v'koma menayim l'shechita she betolosh shenema v'yikach asemachelos l'shchait. Rav was sitting in back of his uncle Rav Chia, and Rav Chia was sitting in front of Rebbe, and Rebbe sat and he was saying, what is the makar that shechita has to be done with a knife that is detached from the ground? And Rebbe brought the pasuk in Pasha Vayera in Perachov Beis pasuk Yud that states Vayishlach Avram es Yodoi Vayikach es Amachelos Lishchoy des Benoi Ayin Rishash, that the proper pasuk is pasuk Vav that states Vayikach Avram es Atzei Oilo Vayosam al Yitzchak Benoi Vayikach Biyodoi Se'esh Ves Amachelos Vayilchu Shneim Yachtov. And Ayin Rashi in Pasha Vayera that explains Hamachelos Sakin, it refers to a knife Al Shem Sheichelos as a basar, as this cuts the basar. Or Rashi explained B'shemach Sherish Basar L'Achila, and also allows someone to eat basar as it's machshe the basar b'achila. Then Rashi explains Daba Achar Zois Nikras Macheles, that this knife specifically was called Macheles Shem She Yisrael Eichlu Matan Schara, as Klal Yisrael will always receive the schar from Akedis Yitzchak. And I in the middle Taisis in Diba Maschel Minayin L'Shchita She Betolish and Nema V'Yikach Hasa Macheles. Taisis explains that the limud is Midachsiv V'Yikach V'Loik Siv V'Yochin, and I in Rishash has bothered with his pshat Taisis. And therefore he explains that's from the previous pasuk where Avram was walking towards the Akedah, and the pasuk tells us they took the knife. Since he was still walking towards the Akedah, then certainly the knife was talosh and was not mechubar. And also, I in the beginning of Taisis, where Taisis bothered that how could we learn anything from this pasuk b'negei chulin if we learn other things from this pasuk b'negei kachim? And as Taisis brings to the Gemara Masechtas Menachos and Masechtas Vachim, that we learn from this pasuk that kachim tunin kli, and I in Taisis how he explains our Gemara. And the Gemara continues, Omali Rav Rav Chia, Maika Omar, and Rav Yis Rav Chia, how is Rebbe learning his Makar from this Pasuk? And as Rashi explains, Maika Omar, Hechi Yalav Taim Mehocha, and Omali Rav Chia responded to his nephew Rav, that Vav Dechsiva Uftik Omar, that I don't agree with Rebbe. And as Rashi states, Tam Shein Nochen Omar, and it's like someone that writes a letter Vav on a piece of bark, and he writes it against the grain. And certainly the Vav does not come out straight, and it ends up being written in many parts and with many breaks. And Ayin Rashi Masechtas Vachim on Daf Yutes and Beis Vav Al Bekas Ois Shein Nikares Mipnei Shuras HaBekas Shemafsikas Bo Hafsikas Harbe Loshen Achar Shuras Atzman Karlu Vavin Shedoy Melo Kloima Ein Zetam. And this is not a proper makar. And as Rashi points out, Rav Chiel Tamei Demach Shel El Shechita B'Mechubar. And as we already explained, Rav Chiel is arguing on Rebbe. And as we previously saw, the Rav Chiel holds that even L'Chatchila one can shecht with something that was always mechubel kaka. The Gemara continues, "Vakra kamar that lemaisa Rebbe brought a makar, and what will Rav Chia do with this makar?" And the Gemara explains, "Kra zvizuzei davram kamashmalan," that the pasuk is telling us that although certainly it will be kosher to shecht even with something that's mechubel kaka, however Avram was concerned that possibly when he gets to the makam of Akedas Yitzchak, he will not find something that is sharp enough, and he won't find a knife to be able to do shechita with. And this was as reason of Avram that he prepared beforehand, and he made sure to bring everything that would be required to do the Akedah. And as the Pasuk stated, they brought the Atzer Eilah, and he also brought the Eish, as well as a knife. And as Rashi explains, Shechosh v'nizah shem lo yimotzei tzura afilu mechubar, and therefore hevi imoy macheles. And Rashi continues, Lishna achrina, that when Rav asked Rav Chia as to what Rebbe just stated, so Rav lishama dvar shel Rebbe, el mikra shama yotzei mipiv lo yodah ma, v'omar le Rav l'Rav Chia, my karma Rebbe, that what did Rebbe say, and what was he discussing? And Amar Leih, Rav Chia responded, tam hevi l'shchita shenifsal b'mechubar, u'mi mikra zeh, avla ina ikra, and Amar Leih, v'hakra kamar, ayin Rashi. And before we continue, let us remember that previously we pointed out that Rebbe was mechalik, and Rebbe held that even b'dievid, one could not shecht with something that's mechub meikarai. However, we mentioned that Rebbe would hold that if something was tallish for l'b'seiv chibrai, then b'dievid, the shchita would be valid. And Rav Chia was chilek on Rebbe, and he holds that l'chatchila, one could even shecht an animal with something that's mechub meikarai, and a shchita would be kosher. In addition, as we know, that if someone serves avodah zarah, then that item becomes asur b'hanah. However, if someone serves avodah zarah with something that's mechub l'kaka, then we learn based on the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh that item would not be considered asur b'hanah. And as the pasuk states, abi ta'abdin es kol mekremis asher avdu shama goyim asher atam yirshem risam es aleheim al ha'orim aramim val gvois v'sachas kol yitranon. And we learn that the only things that you have to destroy are only the gods that are on the mountains, and v'lo yaharim aleheim, and you don't have to destroy the mountains that are their gods. And our Gemara now continues to teach us a din b'negei avodah zarah, as Rav and Rav teaches us, pshita li tolosh v'lo b'sev chibar li'in avodah zkavim havei tolosh, that if someone serves something which initially was detached from the ground, then it was reattached to the ground, then this item would not be considered kaka, and it would be considered metaltalin, and therefore it would be asur b'hanah. And he explains the Rav, as Rav taught us, hamishtachar l'bayis shloi asrei, and if someone bows down to their own home, then it would asur the home, and the home would become asur b'hanah. And certainly a house is made up of materials that were previously detached from the ground, and now were rebuilt into the ground and made into a house. And v'isak daita chav mechuba, if you will think that something that's tallish l'b'sev chibrai is still considered like it's mechuba, but the pasuk taught us in Pasuk Re'eh, aleheim alaharim v'lo yaharim aleheim, and therefore it should not be asur b'hanah. Now in Rashi, hanimili har de mechuba meikarai, avo tallish l'b'sev chibrai, u'mishe chibrai avdai nesar, mishum lo yidbak b'yotcha. And as the pasuk says in Pasuk A, "Layidbak biyotcha meumah menachirim man yoshev Hashem mechorein apoy v'nosil chorach merichamcha v'becho kasher nishbal avisecha." Rashi continues that the reason why Rav gave an example that someone bowed down to their own house as avol shel chaver in a yochel esar, as certainly someone can't asur their friend's item, as we learned in Masechtas Yevamah Yisah Andap Pei Gimel Mabez Einar Demoisa Davish Einin Shaloi. Before we continue with the next member of Rava, let us begin with that. And as we previously mentioned, that the pasuk in Parshas Shmini teaches us, "V'chiyuta ma'im azera v'nafal m'vassam lav tamei hu lachem." We know that in order for any food to be able to be hukshel kabel tuma, it has to become wet from one of the zayim mashkin of yad shachadam. Based on this pasuk of kiyutan, which we read as if it says kiyitain, we learn either the bailon themselves have to place the mashka onto this food, or they would have to be nichalei. And for example, they wanted to wash these pears, and they left these peiros outside, and rain fell on these peiros, so the peiros would now be hukshel kabel tuma. In addition, we also know that if someone was nichalei, they are happy that this rain fell, then even if they're not nichal later on for the collected water to fall on the peiros would still be hukshel kabel tuma. However, as Rashi points out, that certainly initially when he was nichalei and he was happy that the rain was falling, it had to be because he wanted it to fall on something that was not mechubal kaka, and then if this collected water would fall on food, then the food would be hukshel kabel tuma. However, if initially he was nichalei that this water should fall on something that was mechubal kaka, then that would not be considered nichalei. If this collected water would fall onto his fruit, then it would not be hukshel kabel tuma, unless of course he is ultimately happy that the collected water falls on his food. And let us keep in mind that we already discussed two different types of walls, and we already discussed the kaisel ma'ara, and as Rashi stated at the top of the Amid, that a kaisel ma'ara is loy nivna kaisel yidei adam el chaykek b'kaka b'kaisel im me'ilav. They dug out the area in the ground that caused this cave to form, and that is a case of mechub me'karai. And we also spoke about a man-made wall. Certainly, that is a case of talish v'l'b'sev chibrai. Our Gemara now continued that Rav also stated le'in yehech shezroyim tanoi that b'negei din, if something is hukshel kabel tumor or not, then if something is talish l'b'seif chibroi, then is a machlekes tanoim, if this would be considered kako or not. And as Rava continued, if not, and as we learned in Mishnah Masechtas Machshirin, ha'koyfe ka'ara al-koysel b'shvil shatudach, ha'reza b'chiyutan, that if someone turned over a plate on top of a wall in order to make sure that the rain fell onto the plate, in order to wash the plate, even if at a later point this water now fell onto Peiris, then the Peiris would be Huchshel Kabel Tumah. He was already Nichele and he wanted this water. And as Rashi points out, the Mishnah continues, but if someone places a plate on top of a wall in order to protect it and to make sure that the wall does not become wet, then we see that he really wasn't Nichele and he really didn't want it to rain at all. Therefore, if this water would now fall onto Peiris, the Peiris would not be Huchshel Kabel Tumah. And as Rashi states, Bishvil Shalay Yalok HaKoysel, V'Nafal HaKa'ara, U'Mimena LaPeiris LaHuchshru, D'Lay Nichle B'Hanach Kisham V'Mifilasan. And Rava continues to show how we see in this Mishnah that the Machlek is Tanayim as to what the status would be for an item that's Talashul B'Seif Chibrai. And as Rava continues, Haguf HaKasha, that L'Maisa is seen in the Mishnah as Amr Bishvil Shatudach HaReza B'Chiyutan, that the ratio of the Mishnah stated that the only way that this would be considered Nichle is only if he initially had Kavana, that he wanted the plate to be washed. But if he initially had kavana that he wanted the wall to be washed off, then since the wall is mechubel kaka, so that would not be considered nichale. And if this water would now fall onto peiros, then the peiros or the food would not be huchshel kabel tumah. And Ayin Rashi, habishvil shiudach hakaisel kagoyin shoyi neflim samach lakaisel, where the rain was falling next to the wall, v'nasim shem kara shetavim lakaisel, and then he placed the kara in order to collect the water and then pour them onto the wall in order to clean the wall. And ena bichyutan the avagav dachshavinu l'tzerich hakaisel chashivus to mechubel lav chashivusu dachshavinu l'tzerich dovet tolish kedamoron. And Rava continues v'hadutani, and the Mishnah then states in the sefer bishvil shalay yilok hakaisel ena bichyutan ha bishvil shiudach hakaisel harize bichyutan. The only time that we don't consider that he had a proper machshava is only if he placed the plate there in order to protect the wall and to make sure that the wall did not become wet at all, and therefore he showed he's not nichle at all. What if it's mashma that if he placed the plate there in order to collect water, in order to be able to use the water to wash the wall, then that would be considered nichle, even though he's using the wall for his dover that's mechubel kaka because of the stira. So Amr Abelaza, so Abelaza explained that tavra misha shanazu loy shanazu, that in a chenami there's different tanaim that learned the resha and the sefer, and the Mishnah is discussing a man-made wall which is talish l'b'seif chibrai. The Tanakama holds that such a wall is considered kaka, and therefore if he had kavana b'shvil shiudach hakaisel ein zeh b'chiyutan. However, the Tana the Sefer argues on the Tana the Risha, and he holds that any item which was talish l'b'seif chibrai is not considered kaka. Therefore, if one had kavana b'shvil shiudach hakaisel harei zeh b'chiyutan, it's considered that he was nichle to have water fall on something that's not mechubel kaka, and therefore if the water would now fall on his peiros or on his food, then it would be huchshel kabel tumah. Therefore, Rava points out that in the case of hechshel zroyim, then his machlekes b'negia talishul b'seif chibrai, if it's considered kaka or if it's not considered kaka. Ayin Rashi explains the lashon tavra is like a lashon of shvira, and it's a lashon that means that it's a kasha, and there's a stira between the resha and the sefer. And as Rashi states, tavra kasha hach resha sefer. Therefore, we had to explain tre tanoi nenu and ma choshel le talish lahi kaisel or ma choshel le mechuba ma choshel le talish hoyel v'lab mechuba mi karihu shekvah hoy avon tlushes v'chobrim b'binyan or ma choshel le mechuba v'hayin tanoi damar el. And as Rav stated that this would be based on machlekes tanoim, and ayin in tesis of mesechtes ksubis and of ayin hirim beiz in diba masal tavra, where he brings Rabbein Chananel that explains that the lashon tavra is a lashon shvua ayin shom. Our Gemara now continues Rav Papa Amar, and Rav Papa argues on Rava, and he holds that even b'negei the din of hechshel zroyim, that if something is talish l'b'seif chibrai, is considered talish and not mechuba. And just like we stated b'negei avodah zarah, as Rav Papa explains, kul chad tanahu, that the entire Mishnah Masechtas Machshirin is going like one tana. Even so, there's no stira between the resha and the sefer of the Mishnah, as haba kaisel ma'ara, haba kaisel binyan. When we made a diak in the resha, haba shvil shiudach hakaisel in zeh b'chiyutan, that is referring to kaisel ma'ara, and certainly that's considered mechubel kaka. therefore certainly in ze bechiyutan. However, in the sefer we medayik ha b'shvil shiudach ha-kaisel ha-reza bechiyutan, as referring to a kaisel binyan or a man-made kaisel, and certainly that's a case of talosh v'lo b'seif chibrai, and that is considered talosh since he wanted his rain to fall onto this wall, which is considered talosh. Therefore, it's considered nichlei. If this water would now fall on his food, then his food would be hukshul kabel tomor. And as the gemara continues, v'hachi ka'amar, and this is the way to understand the mishnah: ha'kayfa ka'ar ala kaisel b'shvil shetuda ha-reza bechiyutan ha b'shvil shiuda ha-kaisel in ze bechiyutan and b'med v'rumur b'kaisel ma'ara. That is only discussing a case where it was a kaisel that was always mechubel kaka, like the wall of a cave. However, the mishnah continues: av b'kaisel binyan b'shvil shelo yilaka kaisel hu de'in bechiyutan ha b'shvil shiuda ha-kaisel ha-reza bechiyutan, as the ma'isi was nichlei on something that's not considered mechubel kaka. Certainly, a man-made wall which is talosh l'b'seif chibrai is considered talosh and not considered mechubar. The Gemara now continues that although it was pasha to Rava, talosh l'b'seif chibrai le'in yaviz chavim havi talosh, and it was also pasha to Rava that in the case of talosh l'b'seif chibrai is a machlekes tanoim, if it's considered talosh or mechubar, where it's relevant to hechshes royim, whether by Rava that b'negei shchita, Rava had a shayla as to what the halacha would be in the case of talosh l'b'seif chibrai. And as Rava continues on after Zayin Rebeis, Tolosh v'l'b'seif chibar l'in yishchita mai, and as Rashi points out, Umahid le'el loy mashmal el Rava can mefarish for azol, Rava will explain why he would not bring a raya in the brisa that we saw on after Zvavim Rebeis, where the brisa spoke about a case of Tolosh v'l'b'seif chibar b'negei yishchita. The Gemara now continues and tries to bring a raya to the shayla as Tashma, as we learned in the brisa at the bottom of after Zvavim Rebeis, Hayitzur yoytzim min akrisel oishay kana ilo ma'ilo v'shachabai yitase psula. And right now, the Gemara's Havmina is that we're talking about a case where someone placed this rock into a wall, and therefore it was Tolish for L'B'Seif Chibrai, and we see that even B'dievet Shechita would be possible, and therefore we see that Tolish for L'B'Seif Chibrai is considered like it's B'chubel Akaka. However, the Gemara answers, Hachar Ma'eskinim B'Kaisel Ma'ara, and as we previously explained, that this case of the Braisa is not talking about a scenario of Tolish for L'B'Seif Chibrai, and discussing a Kaisel Ma'ara, this stone was sticking out of the Kaisel Ma'ara, and it was always there, and it was mechub meikarai, and that's why even b'di'eved the shechita would be possible, and they could not meet tani dumi the kana ilu me'ilo shma mina. Now bring your raya that this case of the brisa is talking about a case where it was mechub meikarai, as the brisa brings two scenarios: number one, a yitzur yaitzim in a kaisel, and number two, a kana ilu me'ilov. And certainly in the case of the reed, it's talking about a reed that grew by itself, and certainly that was mechub meikarai. As we explained, this brisa is going like the shita of Rebbe. Rebbe holds that someone does shechita with an item that was mechub meikarai, so even b'di'eved shechita would be possible. And the Gemara continues Tashma, and the Gemara will now try to bring another raya from the same brisa, and this is the ratio of that same brisa, as the brisa stated, no tzakin mekaisel v'shachba shechita sekshira. Clearly, in this case, the tzakin was previously talosh and is now attached to the ground and is now mechuba. And since we know that Rebbe holds that if someone shechts with an item that's attached to the ground, even b'di'eved the shechita is possible. So by the fact that we stated that his shechita would be kosher, so we see from here that if something was talosh l'b'seif chibrai, that's not considered mechubel kaka. However, the Gemara answers shani sakin d'loy mevatalei, that possibly in a standard case where something was talosh l'b'seif chibrai, then possibly we consider it mechubar. However, since when someone takes an actual knife and sticks it into the wall, so certainly they will not be mevatal the knife, as eventually they may want to take the knife out of the wall. Therefore, all would agree that in this case, the sakin it would not be considered mechubel kaka, and if someone shechs using the sakin, it would still be kosher. The Gemara continues Tashma. Once again, the Gemara will try to bring a raya to the shayla of Rava, and it will bring a raya from the same brisa and from the first case to the brisa, as the brisa stated, "Ashech be mechubel kaka shchitasik shira." That if someone shechs with an item that is mechubel kaka, then a shchita would be valid based on a siri in this brisa. So the Gemara previously explained that we're talking about a case of talosh b'l'seif chibrai, and even so, the brisa teaches us that b'di'eved the shechita would be valid, and therefore we see it's not considered mechubar. However, the Gemara responds, Dilma Purushi Kam Mefarish La, possibly the way to understand this brisa is that the brisa is explaining each case, and after the brisa stated that shachar be mechubal kaka shechitasik shira, so the brisa now explains my mechubal kaka, and what is the case where something is mechubal kaka and the shechita would be kosher. That is specifically in a case where it was a talish v'lo b'seif chibrai, and specifically in a case of a sakin, and therefore it's considered talosh and not mechubar. However, if there would be a case of talosh and it was not batal, then we would consider it as if it's mechubal kaka. And if someone shechs with that item, then even midyeved, the shechita would not be valid. L'maisa, the Gemara is not pushed the shayla of Rava. However, ayin top tesis on daf tazayin or beis in diba maskel talish shul b'sev chibur l'in shechita mai and tesis bother tema mai kami b'yulei that what is Rava's whole shayla ha'asik n'l el, but we already learned on daf tazayin or beis and according to Rebbe b'dieved it would be kosher and according to Rav Chiya it would be kosher l'chatchila and v'lo yada hanu b'raisa is mikol mokam al kochach yesh l'chiyach m'nasisin that talish shul b'sev chibur b'dieved kosher v'lo y'l'chatchila and that filu mukri m'nasisin b'mechub me'kor The Gemara now continues on the matter that we previously learned that if someone stuck a knife into a wall and he then shechted the animal, then a shechita would be valid. And the Gemara now explains the only time that we stated that b'dieved the shechita would be valid only if the knife is on top and the sharp portion of the knife is facing downwards and the neck of the behemoth was underneath the knife, then he lifted up the neck of the behemoth and he sliced the neck of the behemoth. As Rashi states, in that case, b'dieved the shechita would be valid. However, if the knife is on the bottom and the sharp side of the knife is facing upwards and the neck of the behemoth is on top, then the shechita takes the neck of the behemoth, he's melech u'mevi on top of the knife, then the shechita would not be valid. And as Rashi states, that we chayshin and shem yidrois mitech shetzava machped al sakin, and therefore we have to be chayshin mishum adrasa. And the Gemara is now bothered that how could Rav Danan have stated this din in the name of Shmuel? But we already learned in the brisa on daf tazvav and mebeis by kol sheichdin bein betolish bein b'mechubar bein shasakel lamata v'tzava behim lamayla bein shasakel lamayla v'tzava behim lamata. Since the brisa initially stated by kol sheichdin bein betolish bein b'mechubar, so it's mashmur that the end of the brisa is also talking about a sakin that was a mechubar. The Brisa states that the shechita would be valid when the sakin is lamata and tzava behima is lamayla. However, the Gemara explains, Amar Zvid, l'tzadding tani, and not every case of the Brisa was talking about the same scenario, even though the Brisa started off by kol shechitin bein betolish bein b'mechubar. However, the next case of the Brisa taught us, sakin lamata v'tzava behima lamayla betolish, that if there's a sakin that was tolish and it was on bottom and the tzava behima was lamayla, then the shechita would be valid. However, the sakin was mechubar, then certainly the shechita would not be valid. And then the brisa continued that sakin lamayla v'tzava behim lamata b'mechubar, that in the case with a sakin lamayla, then it doesn't make a difference if the sakin was tolish or if it was mechubar, shechita would always be valid. And ayin Rashi and Dibur Maschil it's studying tani the ratio the brisa tana tolish u'mechubar to tani b'kol shechitin be metolish b'mechubar v'chihad v'sayim sefer bein shesakin lamayla lav tavayu atolish v'tavayu amechubar kaimi elochad atolish. But the first case is dafka talking about a case where the knife was tolosh mechada mechubar, and the second case is talking about where the knife was either tolosh or mechubar. And as Rashi continues, sakel lamata v'tzav behemel lamayla tolosh the adam oichel b'sakel lamata v'sheched v'abehemel tluya ba'aver v'zem meilchum mebi asakin. And in this case, we don't want to be chayshin and shem yidrais, and therefore the shechita would be valid. And the hodik tani sakel lamayla v'tzav behemel lamata amechubar kloima afa mechubar, as we already explained. The Gemara continues, Rav Papa Amar. And Rav Papa explains that we don't have to explain the Brisa that's l'tzadding tani. Really, all the cases of the Brisa can be talking about a case where the sakin was either tolosh or mechubar. When the Brisa stated that it's possible that with the sakin is mechubar and the sakin is lamata and the tzava behemah is lamayla, that would still be kosher. It is not talking about a full-fledged behemah. As certainly in that case, as Shmuel taught us, we would have to be chayshin and shem yidrais. And the Brisa is specifically talking about someone that's shechting a bird, which is much lighter, and in shechita would still be kosher, and we're not chayshina and shem yidrais. And as Rashi explains, Rav Papa Omar leitukma b'shinu dechika el tavayu atolish v'mechubar kaimi. As certainly both of the cases in the brisa are going back to the ratio of the brisa. The brisa stated about kol shechitin bein betolish bein b'mechubar v'afilu hachi leitikshel Rav Anan the hadik tani sakel lamata v'tzav lamayla b'mechubar ba'ifer dekolol u'behem dektani lav dafka ayin Rashi. The Gemara continues that in Mishnah we see that shechit we also saw a brisa that stated and our Gemara continues to discuss a krei mishal kana. As Rav Chista stated in Rav Yitzchak, and some say this was taught according to Braisa, Chamisha Dvarim Nemru B'Krei Mishokana, that there were five things that were stated regarding the Krei Mishokana, regarding the stem of a reed. And as Rashi explains, Kulu Mishum Shechashchadechnaisa Kisam in Nitazim Mispashi Mimena, when one uses a reed and puts pressure on it, then splinters fall off a reed. And therefore, number one, in Shechtimba, you can't use it for Shechita. Number two, Ve'in Melimba, you can't use it for Bris Milah. Number three, Ve'in Mechatchamba Basar, and you can't cut meat with it. And number four, Ve'in Mechatsa Bashinayim, and you shouldn't use it as a toothpick. And number five, Ve'in Mechanchamba. And right now, the Gemara's Havmina is that one should not wipe themselves after they go to the bathroom using a reed. And as Rashi continues to explain, Ve'ika Sekanta, Bemila Shloi Tinok of Agid, Umashvele Krashavcha, Ve'gabi Shchita, Dilma Menakvelu Simanim, and that would not be a proper Shchita. And similarly, by Basa, we have to be concerned that maybe splinters will get into the Basa, and Mechain Lagabi Kinuach, Dilma Menakvelu Kakrashah, that will cause a major injury. And similarly, if one uses a reed as a toothpick, then that could cause an injury to his gums and to his teeth. Agamar continues that how could we say that in Sheikhlin Ba, if we learn to the Braisa, Bakal Sheikhlin, Bain Bitzar, Bain Biskeiches, Bain Bikre Mishal Kana, and the Gemara answers, Amra Papa, Bissimina da Agmar, when the Braisa stated you're allowed to use a reed for Shkita, that was only one specific type of reed that doesn't create splinters. However, generally, one cannot use a reed to do Shkita. The Gemara continues that we stated, Vein Mechatchim Babasa, however, a Papa, Mechatech Ba, Kirve Dogim, a Papa used to use a reed in order to cut the fish innards, and the reason is the zige, as the innards of the fish are clear, and as Rashi states, clear, and they're transparent, and therefore, even if a splinter would get into the innards, one would be able to see them, and therefore would not be a sakana. And the Gemara states, Rabbi Bar Avuna mechatech ba'ifa, and Rabbi Bar Avuna would use a reed to cut meat of a bird, and the reason is the rochech, as the meat of a bird, is softer than the meat of an animal, and then Rashi explained that the only way that splinters come off of the reed is only if you push it down very hard, and this would not be an issue by a bird. And the Braisa stated, Ve'im Mekanchaba, the Gemara's Havmina is that we're discussing someone wiping themselves after they go to the bathroom. Therefore, the Gemara asked that why are you stating that you can't use it because we're chayshish because of splinters? But typically, Mishum Da Amamar, that why don't we say it's based on the fact that we already learned, Hamakanech B'davisha Arshaletis by Yishin of Neishreis, that if someone wipes themselves after going to the bathroom with something that is flammable, that would cause problems in that area. And the Gemara refers to this as the teeth that are by that area, and that would cause some sort of a hemorrhoid. This halacha is relevant by any type of wood, anything that is flammable, and is not necessarily only going to be relevant to a reed. And the Gemara explains, Amra Papa, Kinuach Pi Maka Karminan, that in a chenami, we're not talking about someone that wipes themselves after going to the bathroom, as certainly that would be a problem, and certainly one can't even use anything that's flammable. When we mentioned Ve'im Kankaba, we are discussing someone that's trying to clean out a wound, and certainly they should not use a reed. That could potentially cause an even greater infection, and we will stop over here.